We're one game away from an All-Ireland final. How does that sound?
That sounds absolutely fantastic. You know, we've been taking it one step at a time. Like, you know, back in my time there, we're looking, you know, we've played Antrim in the first round, and you know, we got just about got over the finishing line. We got a lot of criticism that after that match, like, you know, but you know, as I say, we've been taking step by step. You know, when it's ended up now in an All-Ireland semi-final, like, and it's, I suppose it'll not hit us properly until tomorrow morning, like, you know, but as I say, you know, we want to go on, do better things, and be here third weekend in September.
It was heart stopping watching from the stands. What was it actually like out in the field?
It was end-to-end stuff, like, all, you know, there's all sorts going on, like, you know, there's great, some great scores, some great blocks, some great tackling, you know, there's also sloppy play as well, like, you know, but you know, it was heavy going, but you know, boys dug deep, and you know, we got through it at the end, thank God.
And the first half, Carol, took, I suppose, the goal really to the second half to get going. How much did the absence of Michael affect the team?
We actually didn't find out just before the game, like, you know, and I suppose Michael's he's a great target in there, like, you know, and I suppose we've kind of found it hard to get the scores early on, you know, but you know, say we dug deep, and you know, we stuck tight in defence, like, you know, and the less we conceded the better for us, you know, and we got Michael on then, like, you know, and you know, I suppose he wasn't fully fit, like, you know, and we have 4 weeks now and we're getting fully fit for the semi-final.
And he made a telling contribution, winning that ball to set up Kevin Cassidy for the last point.
Yeah, it's, well, I don't know how I got it, but I got my hands on it anyway, and the legs were cramping. I was glad just to get rid of it, give it back to Paul Durkin, like, you know, but you know, there's 22 men used there today, like, you know, and every single one of them contributed to that win.
Yeah, people always talk that it's a squad game these days, and two men coming in for their first game of the year. They've been around a long time, best part of the last decade, Christy Twyneham and McGee. Fine contributions from them.
Ah yeah, it's great to see the two of them back, like, you know. Christy there's gone through a horrible 2 or 3 years, like, and it's great to see him coming on, like, you know, and just goes to show you how much talent that man has, like, you know, when he gets the first ball and he sticks in the back of the net, like, you know, and it reminded me, I suppose, that goal he scored against Armagh in All-Ireland semi-final a few years ago, like, and Eamon as well, you know, Eamon's such a stand player and he's playing great stuff for his club, and Jim brought him back into the squad there, and, you know, but we've Leo McLoone to come in there yet as well, like, and as you say, you know, it's hard to beat a good strong squad, and I think we're getting that now together, and we'll need every man now for the semi-final.
And I suppose maybe a few minutes of the game apart, another fine display by the Donegal defensive unit today.
Ah yeah, but you know, every man's playing, you know, great stuff in there. Neil McGee's, you know, he's the horse of a man, like, you know, he's solid as a rock, and you know, you need that, like, you know, and you know, we're just glad, you know, to be in the semi final, and you know, we just want to kick on from here and get back to the training ground now next week, and there's plenty of things to work on as well, like, you know, you're talking about the defence being good there, you know, there's definitely things to be worked on defence as well, like, you know, we gave away a sloppy free there at the very end, like, you know, we shouldn't give away, you know, so there's always things to work on, and we'll work on them now, and we've 4 weeks to look forward to an All-Ireland semi-final.
I suppose maybe it's unfair to reflect on it now, but it would be a wee bit disappointing that Donegal didn't kick on after getting the goal in the last 12 minutes to win the game in normal time.
Yeah, but you know, that's Kildare for you, like, you know, we always knew Kildare were going to go right to the end, like, and we had our chances, I suppose, after the goal, like, you know, and we didn't take them. As I say, you know, that's probably a thing, you know, we're going to have to look at as well, like, you know, and you know, that we can't afford to be doing things like that there, you know, in All-Ireland semi-final when you're playing Dublin or Tyrone, like, you know, you're going to have to take your chances, and as I say, we'll just work on it, and hopefully, you know, we'll give the semi-final a good crack.
I spoke to you on Thursday morning. You said you weren't happy with the Ulster Championship, your eyes on the big one. You're one game away from being in the final.
Yeah, that's it, you know, and as I said, that's where you want to be out there. Third week in September, you know, you only got a wee taste of it there today, you know, after the final whistle, you know, with the supporters, and, you know, it's great for them as well, you know, but, you know, it's the third week in September, and we got a wee taste of bringing the Ulster Championship back in Donegal Town. It'll be just something we'll remember for the rest of our lives, so we bring Sam Maguire back.
Yeah, the last couple of months, Ciar, what a lift it has given the whole county.
Yeah, the county's it's badly needed there, you know. You know, we've had plenty of bad days over the last few years, and you know, it's said the supporters out there, we definitely owe them that one today, like, you know, and hopefully it'll be out in double the numbers now the next day.